have got to move on, though, to our next segment here on New Music Monday, which is our local artist interview. And I am so excited for this week's because we are joined by an intern for the very first time. We are here with Sky. Sky, how are you doing today?
I'm doing so good. How are you?
I'm good. And I'm so happy to have you here. You've got to tell me all about the band you interviewed for this week and tell me kind of about the experience of interviewing them.
Yeah, I got the chance to interview Short Notice just after they played live at Battle of the Bands at Castle Theater. So the energy was up. It was minutes after they performed, and they seemed super excited and super happy to be there. I know that they're a newer band, so I'd never heard of them, but they put on a great performance. Their chemistry was there. They were all super good friends, and the music was great. They had some great songs, and I'm really excited to hear more from them.
Me too. They were so much fun to see, and I know this is one of your first shows at the Castle Theater. What did you think of the whole vibe at Castle Theater, everything about Battle of the Bands?
Oh, Battle of the Bands was so much fun. Yeah. I was so excited to see all of the different bands, but Castle Theater itself is just such an awesome venue, and I would definitely love to go more and see more shows there.
For sure. Well, check out this interview with Short Notice.
Hello, everybody. My name is Sky Rodriguez. I'm an intern here at WZND, and I am joined by Short Notice. If you guys don't mind, could you guys go around and give me your names and what instruments you play?
My name is Joseph. I'm the vocalist.
My name is Gabe. I'm the drummer.
My name is Jules. I'm the bassist and vocalist.
My name is Will. I do guitar and vocals.
Awesome. You guys just played at WZND's Battle of the Bands at the Castle Theater. How are you guys feeling tonight, and how do you feel that you
words
did?
Cannot.
Stoked.
Words cannot describe.
I am so tired.
This is one of the biggest shows we've ever done
that
as a band so far.
Loads
of
so
people,
amazing.
Loads of support. It was so fun.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the night isn't even over, and I can't wait to see who else is on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we went first.
Yeah.
We have a bad habit of being first in these things.
Yes. You guys did a great job going first. I had so much fun. The audience was having so much fun. You guys put on a great show for sure.
Thank you.
So you guys obviously have great chemistry on the stage, and you guys seem to be good friends. How did you guys all meet, and how did you decide to form a band together?
I will take this one. So Gabe and I have been friends for about 10 years. We went to high school together, and we... the band initially started with Will, and he can kind of start there.
I started the band with some friends in high school, and we didn't take it very seriously. It was just like we're teenagers doing covers of like classic rock songs and whatnot, and then it started to get a little more serious when we found Gabe and Jules through a mutual friend, and then from there it kind of took off, and we started writing songs along the way, and we picked up Joseph about 6 months ago.
Yeah, like six months ago is when I joined.
And he,
I didn't perform for like a month and a half though. So I've only been performing. I've only been performing, I think, since like June, the end of June.
Wow.
It was the end of June.
Wow.
So that was the one thing we lacked for a while, was a solid vocalist, because we all sing, but like not. We never really had a front man, and that's kind of what we were looking for.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we found in Mr. Joseph Deerhake.
And you can't even say my name wrong, right, dude?
Deerhake. Mr. Joseph Deerhake.
Super cool. Well, that's awesome. And how did you guys come up with the band name, Short Notice? Where'd that come from?
So that was back in the olden days. That was before these guys.
Okay.
I won't take credit for it. It was an old friend named JB who he ended up moving, so we split up after that. But we went without a band name for a while. We'd always just show up and do shows, and like I think our first ever show was my dad asked, "Hey, what are you doing?" And I was like, "Well, I'm practicing with this band I just put together." And he's like, "You guys want to come play down at the boat club in like an hour?" And I'm like, "That's kind of short notice." And then we were like, "That's it." And that
there
became that became our kind of our thing, as we do very last second gigs and. So yeah, and then we just stuck with that.
I like it. That's cool. What's each of your musical backgrounds? Do you guys have family that likes music? When did you guys start getting into music? What's that all about? Okay.
We'll start from the left. Yeah,
work this way. Oh, you start me?
Yeah, I was going
to
say.
I actually don't come from much of a musical background. I'm like maybe one of two musicians in my family. I didn't start learning music or really getting into music until like maybe my teenage years. And I started learning guitar just to play, you know, like my favorite Beatles songs and stuff like that. And I never really took it seriously until we picked up with the band. But so that's about it. I mean, I listened to a lot of like my dad's music, a lot of like Beatles and Pink Floyd and that kind of stuff. And then it kind of grew from there when I got to know these guys.
Yeah, super cool.
I also don't come from a musical background. I'm the only musician in my family. I started on violin. I still do it. I play fiddle.
Wow, that's awesome.
And then as I kept getting older, I was doing piano and banjo and anything I can get my hands on. And I'm going to Illinois State right now to get my master's in percussion performance. So I'm actually a drummer first. I just love to do bass with the band.
Nice. Super cool.
My family actually did have a lot of musical background, and my mom was always eager to try to get me on, or really me and my two brothers on anything. And one day they just brought in, this was when I was like a short stack, like 1 foot nothing, but they took this little blue drum set, sat in front of me, and they're like, there you go, mess with that. And so I didn't really take it serious for a while. I was like, oh yeah, you know, it's cool. And then they got me another drum set. It was a red one. And I was playing, I think it was Guitar Hero one day, and I scrolled down, I saw the song called YYZ, and I was like, who names a song that? And let me tell you, that was the biggest sin I could have ever made in front of my dad, because he pulled me right over and said, we're gonna watch Rush. And we watched a drum solo that Neil Peart did, and it was just seeing the like wow and awe in his eyes watching that. That really inspired me to be like, oh yeah, that's what I'm doing for the rest of my life.
Mm-hmm.
But I've just been working on it forever. I've gone on YouTube and everything, learned as much as I could from there. But yeah, a lot of my drive for drumming is really just focused on making my parents proud.
Yeah, oh, that's
I can't
sweet.
Talk about that too much because that'll make me tear up. I do everything I do to make them proud.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Joseph. My turn!
I don't have very much of a musical background. My family definitely isn't very musically inclined.
Mm-hmm.
But whenever I was younger, I'll say like 12 or 13, music was always a big part of my life. You know, I was always hanging out with friends. We were doing, you know, most things that, you know, rabble-rousing teenagers do in a small town. But music was always a big part of it. And one of my very good friends, his name is Dylan. He goes by DK in Springfield. He's a very talented bluesman. He shreds the guitar like it's cheese, and it's really inspiring to see what he could have done. Like he started out really small, just playing in his room until he got the nerve to go up on stage and do it during open mics, and now he has his own band, and they do great things around Springfield. He's insanely talented, but he pushed me because I knew that if he could do it with the thing that he's gifted at, which is guitar, I could do what I'm gifted at with singing. And ever since I was a small child, like a sixth grade, I was in choir and stuff. I tried to do the school play during my junior year, but that's when COVID happened, unfortunately. So I never got that opportunity. But I remember the feeling of being on stage, the feeling of singing in front of people with like no holds bound. You know, it was awesome. So I like how I feel when I sing, and that's what kept me going at it. You know, I've never really been pushed to do anything musical, but I feel like that in itself is pushing me to do something with it, because who would have guessed, right?
And enjoying what you're doing is so important. That's the most important part, I think.
Hello, and we are your short notice, and you're listening to our song
Sexy 2.0 on WZND.
Change, but
And what does the songwriting process look like for you guys?
There's different ways of doing it. So with the songs that I write, I literally just write lyrics and then I'll come up with a melody, and I don't really have very many places I can be alone. So after work, while I'm in the car outside my house, I'll just like grab my phone and do a voice recording of the melody and the words and then send it off via Telegram. And that's how we write my songs. However, these guys have other ways of doing it.
Okay. I will show up 5 minutes late to a band practice, and these two clowns right here will be like, yeah, so we wrote three songs.
All right, first of all.
A lot of times it's like Will noodling on a guitar, and he'll be like, yeah, this is really cool, and we'll like take a really short recording of it and just like put it in some archives, and we'll like keep building up on it. But yeah, a lot of times it's like we have this really cool thing that we made up just like 10 seconds ago. Let's run with it.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, they do kind of come from all over the place with us having such different musical backgrounds, and like we all come from enjoying different types of music. So there's really a lot of all of us that goes into these. So yeah, a lot of the times we'll start with like a riff that I might have had, and then I might put some lyrics to it and like a melody, and then we'll throw it in, and then Gabe will put like a drum part over it and completely shifts the direction of the song. And
right.
I'm just like, well, this has ended up being better than I could have even thought. And then Jules puts bass on it and it's completely different from what I thought, but just elevates the song from what it was. Mm-hmm. And then Joseph comes in and sends the vocals, and like it really comes together when we start to practice it. Because there's been a lot of songs that I was like unsure of, like the one we played tonight, Sexy 2.0. I wrote that like over a year ago, and it was just like I was kind of like a little insecure about it, and this is like a super personal song, but and then when it came together with the band, completely shifted it and like completely just made it what it needed to be and brought it to life. And it was like, it's been super fulfilling. That's been my favorite part of this band, has been writing music. Mm-hmm. With my friends and getting to bring that to life.
All right, and then a couple more questions for you guys. What is one of your guys' like overall favorite memories together as a band? Do you guys have one?
This one's pretty high up there.
Do you think tonight would make it to the top of the list?
Yeah. Can we tell a little bit of a story about tonight?
Yeah, absolutely.
So we
are part of something we've called the 80 step plan.
We have this crazy idea, right? This 80 step plan to what we deem as success. One of our favorite all-time bands is called Hot Mulligan. They're a really good like emo pop punk band, and we think the trajectory to making it in our genre is to open for them. We've seen it happen with Ben Quad and a bunch of other bands. They open for Hot Mulligan and then they go on and have their own career. So we think that's the way. So we have this 80-step plan to open for Hot Mulligan.
80-step plan.
Where we open for the people who 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 open for Hot Mulligan. And eventually, down the line,
using PEMDAS,
we're going to get there. And
we hit a really big stepping stone in that plan today.
So Blomo's own Harrison Gordon is one of those elite members who have opened for Hot Mulligan
and have since done amazing things with their own musical career.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. We are huge fans, and tonight we played one of their songs mm-hmm. in their hometown, and it just so happened that they were here tonight and saw us do that.
That's so cool.
Which is a huge deal for us. So that might be, I don't know if it's recency bias, that might be my favorite memory of the band, because that was a pretty big one.
Mm-hmm. All right, finally, where can we find you guys? Any platforms, social media?
We are on Spotify, Apple Music, maybe Pandora, I don't know. Yeah, Pandora, iTunes. We have a Facebook, and we have a Instagram. Facebook is Short Notice Official. Is that also the Instagram? Short Notice Official?
Yeah, Instagram is Short Underscore.
Short Notice Official. We are, you know, based around Springfield, Jacksonville area, but we're obviously trying to expand. But we're trying to become a regional band and then hopefully soon a national band. That'd be great.
Well, thank you guys so much for joining us. You guys did an amazing job tonight.
Thank you for having us. Thanks for choosing us to be here. That's
absolutely
awesome.
Again, I'm Sky. We are WZND. Thank you.
Thank you so much to Short Notice for being our local artist interview for this week. And thank you so much to Sky for doing that interview. And me and Sky were talking a little bit. So at Battle of the Bands, everybody got to choose a song that they wanted to cover. And we were talking about what we would choose. I don't know if I've decided yet. What song would you guys cover if you were getting to do this contest?
Okay. Well, we've asked this question a couple times before, and it changes actually every time you ask this question. Yeah. So right now, it's either going to be Engine Number 9 by Deftones or Can't Hardly Wait by The Replacements. Those are my top two.
Okay. Sky, do you have one?
I will say I've had some experience in live performance, really? And I'd say that my favorite band to cover is Smashing Pumpkins, specifically Zero.
Love that song.
That's such a fun one to perform.
Need to hear you do this. I need to hear you perform.
Maybe someday.
Yeah. I think mine would probably have to be like Beastie Boys' Fight for Your Right. I've said it every time, I think. I just think it would be so fun.
That's live. A good one.
That'd be lit.
All right. Well, thank you so much again to Short Notice for being our local artist interview this week.